Hi, my name is Susan Trezona, and I'm a retired nurse midwife. I've been practicing in Eugene for the last 40 years, 25 of those as a nurse midwife, and then the last 18 years I've been a women's health care nurse practitioner.
How many babies have you helped come into this world?
3,029. In 1981, I did deliver the largest baby ever born in Oregon, and she weighed 14 and a half pounds. And that was in the birth room at Sacred Heart, a University District.
A natural childbirth of that magnitude.
Yes, it was a natural childbirth, but it was very difficult to get that baby out and took quite a while. But she's healthy, and I've seen her since then. I'm proud of that.
You should be. For anyone listening who isn't familiar, what is midwifery? What does a midwife do?
Well, the term midwife means with woman, midwife. So basically, you're going to be with the woman during your pregnancy and throughout her labor and delivery. You're going to be right there with her. So one of the main differences is having somebody who thinks that the body can do this naturally and will be there with you to support you through that entire process.
What are some of the reasons that women seek a midwife?
Well, back in the 70s, when Lamaze and the Bradley method came into tune, our mothers all had been knocked out for their deliveries. And in the 70s, we wanted a different kind of experience. We wanted to feel what our body was feeling. It was what our generation was doing anyway. And so the movement to have natural childbirth became really strong. And I was young then, and very interested in that movement, because my first birth could have been medicated if I hadn't gotten to the hospital that quickly. And witnessing my sisters give birth in a situation where they were in the hospital, they were given anesthesia that they didn't know what was going on, and usually forceps delivery and that type of thing. So we wanted a different experience, and it was empowering for women. If you could do natural childbirth, you knew you could do anything you put your mind to. And in the 70s, we were looking for that type of empowerment. So it was a big movement. Dr. Donald Woomer started women's care in 1973, and he thought that women deserved to have someone with them in labor. And he was a doctor. He knew he'd be in the doctor's lounge. He wasn't going to sit with women through 24 hours of labor. So he was the first doctor in private practice to hire nurse midwives in the country. He started a program with two midwives here in Eugene, and that started out being called Women's Medical Services, and we were under that name for about 20 years. And then we merged with another group and became Women's Care. So it's the same group that's been around for 40 years. But things have changed with physicians as well. The younger generation of physicians, they want to do their own births. I mean, it's why you go into OBGYN. Birth is one of the wonderful experience miracles of life. And if you don't get to do that part of it, you're limited. So the newer, younger doctors, they didn't really want to give up that situation to the midwives. Back in the 70s and 80s, our practices were very busy. In Eugene, we were doing 60 births a month. People wanted midwives. The doctors were there for backup, but they wanted their midwife. They wanted to do natural childbirth, and they wanted less risk of a C-section. The C-section rate is about 36% right now, which means a lot of women are having C-sections. And once you have a C-section, you're not in the future pregnancies in a low-risk category, so you're not really in a situation to have a midwife. You become a high-risk patient. When back in the day when the C-section rate was 11 or 12%, we admired that, and we tried to keep that as low as we could. But once a C-section, often will always be a C-section, or it certainly will be a high-risk pregnancy. So you've got a third of the population in that category already. The other thing is that the millennial generation did not feel like they needed that kind of empowerment. A lot of them had gotten empowered by having careers. Our kids have great careers. We've fostered that in them. they were happy to have an epidural or have a C-section where they could pick the day or have it go the way they wanted to plan it. And they didn't feel like, they don't feel like they need that kind of empowerment. It's certainly how it seems in women that I'm talking to nowadays. And they're waiting much later to have babies in their 30s. I would frequently see women in their mid to late 30s and still haven't had kids. And like, are you planning on having kids? Well, yes. Well, our generation saw that it's harder to get pregnant after 35 and you're in a high-risk category.
Do you know young, new midwives? Do you know women who are still going into this field?
I do, and I've mentored some. And in fact, one young woman that I delivered is a midwife at Nurse Midwifery Birthing Service. She has her own child and is now a midwife herself. So they're concerned, and of course, this quick notice that they won't have a job in 4 months is frightening.
I didn't realize that the birth center in Springfield is the only nurse midwifery center in Lane County?
That I know of, yes. There are other midwives, of course, practicing. Direct entry midwives, lay midwives, some people with no training whatsoever who just have experience. That's certainly an issue. And unfortunately, what that means is they're going to pick up the slack. They don't always have medical backup. So the doctors at the hospital refer to that as a obstetric dump. They get into trouble at home, either with the mother or the baby, and all they can do is call an ambulance or dump you in the emergency room because they don't have medical backup. And we're going to see more of that, and that gives midwifery a bad name.
Given the announcement that Peace Health Sacred Heart plans to close the birth center in August, how would you envision something positive coming out of that?
I would like to see Women's Care commit to hiring 3 midwives, which is the minimum you need to have a practice, and to continue having midwifery service at the hospital in their lovely birth suites, which are just as nice as the midwifery birthing center. That would take care of the financial problem the hospital faces with having a separate building that's very expensive. I think they could do without that, without demolishing midwifery service. And the women's care doctors, I'm hoping will come through and be willing to do that backup.
Where were the majority of your 3,029?
3,029. Most of
babies?
Them were here in Eugene.
But, I mean, yeah. Were they in homes? Were they
no, the majority. We did do home births for a couple of years, but the majority of them were at Sacred Heart, mainly University District, the old hospital. We had a birthing room and a birthing chair there. And our practice, even though I only did 3,000 deliveries, I saw over 10,000 women because the way our practice worked was you'd see all 3 of the midwives throughout your pregnancy. You weren't sure which one was going to be with you for delivery, but you'd know all of them well. And so I met a lot of women through that practice, even women that I didn't deliver, but that my partners delivered. Actually, it just breaks my heart if there's a chance that we won't be able to have midwifery care in Eugene. It's just, it's such an essential part of childbirth, and I know that things are cyclical, and like I said, when I first had my first child, you know, people were being knocked out to have their babies. My mother had had 8 children and had never seen a baby born. So I don't want to go back to that, even if things are cyclical. I want us to keep moving forward and keep trying to empower women. And we all know the less medication you get, the less interference and the less risk of a C-section and other complications. So we're going to start from a natural point of view, which is how the midwife works. And you go from there rather than from a traumatic, we're going to have complication point of view. More that it is a natural situation, and I'd hate to see people not have that available for their births.
That was Sue Trezona, a retired midwife in Lane County. She spoke to KLCC following the announcement that Peace Health Oregon plans to close the Nurse Midwifery Birth Center in Springfield by the end of August. For KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert.